Addressing a gap in the state budget, funding much-needed roadwork across Illinois, and several vetoes from Governor Bruce Rauner, legislators could have a lot on their plate during the fall session. For this week's Illinois Issues, I talked with Charlie Wheeler about what to expect when lawmakers return to Springfield in October. When legislators return for veto session on October 24th, what might they try to accomplish?
One of the things that's been talked about, at least behind the scenes, is the fact that Illinois needs some kind of a capital works program. The last major public improvements program we had was created back in 2009. It was called Illinois Jobs Now, and it was an initiative of Governor Pat Quinn. And it was supposed to be for 6 years, roughly $30+ billion worth of improvements to roads, streets, highways, bridges. Well, that money's pretty much dried up, and the backlog of needed projects continues to grow. And so there's a desire, and it's a desire that cuts across, I would say, partisan lines. It cuts across your traditional organized labor versus the business community. So the big question is, how do we pay for this stuff? And there have been ideas floated around, but nobody's really signed on to a fully formed package. That's probably the number one priority, I would say. And of course, as you mentioned, it's a veto session, and there are a lot of vetoes, bills out there that will attract some attention.
And one of the bills Governor Rauner vetoed would have raised the minimum wage gradually over the next 5 years. Do you expect an override attempt on that legislation?
Yeah, there will be an effort made, I'm sure, to override his veto. That's an issue that, at least in my mind, is not totally clear-cut. The governor cited a study done in, I think, based in on employment figures in Seattle, Washington. It was an academic study that concluded the impact of Seattle having raised its minimum wage dramatically would be lost jobs. Now, the organized labor and others supporting the increase argue that there are flaws in the way this study was done. Some of the data was inconsistent. So as I say, I don't think there's some real clear picture that this is the way to go or this is not the way to go. I expect the sponsors will attempt an override, but I would be very surprised if it succeeds.
You looked at three more bills Rauner vetoed, one that would create a student loan bill of rights, another that would require life insurance companies to search publicly available death records for beneficiaries going all the way back to 2000, and a third that requires state agencies to report outstanding bills every month. What do these three bills have in common?
Well, one of the things that they have in common is that these all deal with issues that have been championed and issues for whom the strongest voices, strongest advocates in the political realm are Democratic statewide office holders. The Student Bill of Rights has been an initiative, a push from Attorney General Lisa Madigan, a Democrat, obviously. The legislation that would require insurance companies to do more to get death benefits to the beneficiaries of life insurance policies who may not be aware that that benefit exists. That's been pushed by State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, another Democrat. And the last one, requiring state agencies to report more frequently how many liabilities they're sitting on, has been pushed by Comptroller Susana Mendoza, also a Democrat. And from my perspective, I think all three of these bills have merit. They all deal with what I would consider to be consumer-friendly issues. And again, in my judgment, the governor's reasons for vetoing them don't really meet what I would consider a test of being a good reason why not to.
Charlie Wheeler is the director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield. You can find his full preview of the fall session now at nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.